Random House Audio presents Dream When You're Feeling Blue by Elizabeth Berg. This is the author, Elizabeth Berg. April 1943. It was Kitty's turn to sleep with her head at the foot of the bed. She didn't mind. She preferred it, actually. She liked the mild disorientation that came from that position, and she liked the relative sense of privacy. Her sister's feet in her face, yes, but not their eyes, not their ears, nor the close, damp sounds of their breathing. And at the foot of the bed, she was safe from Louise, who often yanked mercilessly at people's hair in her sleep. Tonight, Kitty was last to bed, having been last in the bathroom. Everybody liked it when Kitty was last in the bathroom. Because of the 8 people living in the house, she always took the longest. Apart from the normal ablutions, she did things in there. Affected poses she thought made her look even more like Rita Hayworth. She did look like Rita Hayworth. Everyone said so. She filed her fingernails. She experimented with combining perfumes to make a new scent. She creamed her face. She used eyebrow pencil to make beauty marks above her lip. She also read magazines in the bathroom because there, no one read over her shoulder. Oh, somebody would bang on the door every time she was in there. Somebody was always banging on the bathroom door. But a girl could get a lot done in a room with a locked door. Kitty could do more in 5 minutes in the bathroom than in 30 minutes anywhere else in the house, where everyone in the family felt it their right, their obligation, to butt into everyone else's business. When Kitty came out of the bathroom, she tiptoed into the bedroom, where it appeared...